It's a joy to see you in the Lord's house this morning. We want to enter into our call to worship this morning. We've been doing a series over the past several weeks of the attitude, understanding of worship, seeking to develop in our hearts and minds the proper attitudes, the proper understandings of why we've gathered here this morning, and that is to worship the Lord. One of the great symbols in the Word of God of worship is pictured in the Lord's Supper, the celebration of the Lord's Supper. I want to read just a few verses from Mark chapter 14, verse 22. And as they did eat, Jesus took bread and blessed and brake it and gave to them and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank it. And he said unto them, "This is my blood of the New Testament that is shed for many. Verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God." And when they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. I think it is appropriate for believers to understand that singing is a part of our worship. It's an expression of the praise that's in our hearts, an adoration to be given up to God. And that very important event, the preceding event before the cross, was the singing of an hymn. You know what an encouragement that was to the Lord Jesus Christ? To sing unto His Father, knowing that He was going to be separated through death, and that there was going to be the bearing of all the sin of mankind upon Himself, that He was going to shed His blood, that He was going to die, that He was going to go through that period of time of torment. And yet before that, His spirits were lifted by the singing of a hymn. I don't know about you, but our hymn singing here is an encouragement to me. It is a wonderful thing for me to hear God's people singing out phrases that adore the Lord Jesus Christ, that speak of what He does for us, that lifts up the name of Jesus Christ. It's an encouragement. And that night, before all of the travail, all of the suffering, His heart was encouraged in worship to the Father and in the singing of a hymn. I don't know what psalm that they sung, but I do know, I can imagine that those men lifted up their voices and in praise and adoration to God. And I want to encourage you to do the same. We are moving away today in America, away from congregational singing. It is a shift that I think is detrimental. They did not have a hired person come in and sing to them in the upper room before they went to the cross, did they? They didn't have someone come sing a solo. They didn't have a praise band come in and do something special that night. What did they do? They were without instrumentation, and they just blended the voices that God had given to them in the singing of a psalm that was an encouragement to their hearts. And I think that you and I need to do that in two ways. First of all, in our corporate worship, you ought to lift up your voice and say, "Well, Pastor Brandon, I just don't have a very good voice." Well, the Bible says make a joyful noise. All right? Now, you may not be able to put two notes together and make it harmonize, but the Lord knows that. And one of these days, when you get to heaven, He's going to tweak your vocal cords. He's going to give you some new ones, and you'll be able to sing with the best. We'll all sing like Pastor Watt, all right? And we'll have strong voices, and we'll be able to just put forth praise unto the Lord. But don't wait till then. That's what I'm saying. Don't wait till then. Lift up your heart and voice now. And then, not only corporately when we gather here, but privately. You want to transform your devotion time? Open a hymn book and just sing to the Lord. When you're in the car or the truck and you're going to Walmart and you're going to spend money, all right? Well, you might want to pick out a hymn that's appropriate, you know, bringing in the sheaves or I don't know, something that nature. But pick out a hymn and just sing unto the Lord. My kids have gotten on me a couple of times. "Dad, who are you talking to?" You know, I said, "I was just talking to the Lord. I was singing to Him," or something like that. You know, it's good. It's a good thing to worship the Lord during the day. You don't have to wait till Sunday or Wednesday night. You can worship Him every day. How did Christ approach the cross? With a song in his heart. Do I hear an amen? He approached the cross to take care of our sin debt with a song in his heart. Can we do the same this morning with a song in our heart? Let's praise his holy name.